אנחנו לומדים בכתבי בעל הסולם במאמר
We're learning from Kabbalah for the student on page 40 from the teaching of Kabbalah in its essence we're reading from the title Forgetting the Wisdom You may ask questions on kab.tv so the questions will be aired during the lesson Kabbalah for the student page 40 article the teaching of Kabbalah in its essence title Forgetting the Wisdom
מעט גניזת הזוהר, לאט לאט נשכחה כל השפה החשובה הזאת, משום שנתמעטו העוסקים בה.
Since the concealment of the Zohar, this important language has gradually been forgotten, as it was being used by fewer and fewer people. Also, there was a cessation of one generation where the receiving sage did not convey it into an understanding receiver. Ever since then, there has been an immeasurable deficit. You can evidently see that Kabbalist Rabbi Moshe de Leon, who was the last to possess it and by whom it appeared in the world, did not understand a word of it. This is because in those books where he introduces pieces of the Book of Zohar, it is clear that he did not understand the words at all, as he interpreted it according to the language of the Bible. He confused the understanding completely, although he himself had a wonderful attainment, as his compositions demonstrate. So it was for generations. All the Kabbalists dedicated their entire lives to understanding the language of the Zohar, but could not find their hands and legs since they forced the language of the Bible on it. What can we understand for this? We're talking about great Kabbalists. Actually, a series of great Kabbalists from Rabbi Shimon all the way to Baal HaSulam. He doesn't mention the Ari here. He'll speak about the Ari soon. But basically, the Book of Zohar was not hidden as a book that was unknown. That's true as well, but people didn't know how to open it. And that's why they didn't engage in it. And Rabbi Moshe de Leon as well did it, you know, in a small extent. And his widow, when she sold all the books, she sold the Zohar that he had as well. What we see from here is that all of those who consider Rabbi Moshe de Leon the author of the Zohar, of course, they're wrong big time, because Baal HaSulam says that he didn't even understand what was written there, all the more so to be able to write it. So he didn't understand it, and he interpreted it according to the language of the Bible, and not according to what it actually says. There's a lot of details here that we can't discuss and understand, and if you'll ask, I won't know exactly what to tell you, because there are many things here that we simply can't agree with and understand according to our regular, simple mind. These things are a lot more complex, and it's not because there are some aspects that are different and different perspectives on it and politics and so forth. No, it's just that our mind is not complex enough to see how these complexities come together as it happens on the spiritual plane. And so, you see, although there were great Kabbalists, wonderful Kabbalists, as he writes, but you see, they didn't understand the Zohar. They didn't understand the Zohar, and they gave an interpretation that is completely irrelevant to the Zohar. My explanation, but this is my explanation. It's not that I heard it from Rabash or anything. Because the Zohar is written from the height of 125 degrees, which is the height of the final correction, those who don't reach the final correction cannot interpret it. This is my my excuse, which for now I consider correct. Again, I consider it correct. And therefore, besides Baal HaSulam, who was awarded not because he was so great, but because the generation was worthy. The generation needs this, the light of this book, in order to come out of exile. And that is why he received the role and that type of revelation, and he put together the essay of the commentary on the Book of Zohar. Yeah, what?
Why is it always open to the Kabbalist according to the generation?
Because that's what he has to work on. The more you work for the generation, the more you will reveal as well. And the same with each and every one. The more anyone invests in connecting and correcting the others. If you connect to yourself external vessels, just like we learn from what we just read from Galgal Te'anayim, Achab, the upper one, lower one, and so forth. If we go out to disseminate and we really do want to be the bestowing part together with the Creator with respect to all the other created beings, then you'll receive according to the degrees that you have to take care of. You'll have adulthood according to that degree.
So why don't Kabbalists engage in dissemination all the time?
What Kabbalists? Until our time, who did that even? It starts from our time and onwards. We are this first and last surge, the first generation of the correction and the last generation, because from what happened until our days, this is the last generation and the first one that enters correction.
I'm asking about us. In addition to dissemination, we engage in other things as well.
Like what?
Like we have meals, yeshivat chaverim, things like that.
That's in addition to dissemination? I don't understand. How? Give me any action that this group does that's not for the sake of the final correction. Tell me, please. It has to be unified for this purpose as much as possible and match itself to the Creator by the unity of all the friends and the brotherhood of all the friends being in one heart and be together as much as possible until the inner force appears in it. And the group has to be a light of the nations, as it's called, to collect the lacks from all the external people and elevate them to the Creator and receive from the Creator the light that reforms and all the higher influences they receive should be passed through them to the world. So what else do we need to do but sustaining the chain between these three things? The exterior of the world, the interior, and ourselves. If there's anything that is outside this system, Israel, the light and the Creator, if there's anything that we do not for this, then tell us immediately and we'll get rid of it. There are all kinds of concerns we deal with that we don't understand, but specifically by operating the systems of family and kids and all kinds of problems and things like that, it actually connects us to this vast system. We don't understand how, but in order to connect to the infinite system, I have to pay my electricity bills, or work to get food, or pay a doctor to fix my beastly body. Where does it come from? It comes from the order of the entire structure of worlds, Patsufim and Sfilot. And that's why I'm obligated to do these things. And I do them even though I still don't feel how it's all part of the same single system. But when you advance, you'll see that there is nothing redundant in our world. You do have to do everything you do. And so in everything that you do, you want to think that you're doing this in order to please the Creator and achieve equivalence of form, bestowal, and adhesion with Him. And then each and every action you make will give you a certain little progress. And that means that you're always maintaining none else besides Him.
But still, I'm just trying to understand this point. Why don't we constantly engage in dissemination in every free available moment?
But look, I don't understand. Chaim is sitting next to you. He's writing books in English. Neve is standing next to you as well. What's he doing? He doesn't do anything. He's building the building. Okay. So each and every one is doing something. Nesi is connecting us to whoever he can in the world. You want a meeting with Obama? You know, he'll set it up for you. Terence. He's coming here. Why? He will now start translating. And soon Hebrew will be good as well, and he'll start translating directly to French. So you see, we don't ask you to do these things. Don't do us any favors. Effie, you know, who can make, you know, the buns that he makes? It's a shame we don't have an opportunity to eat them anymore. Soon we will, I promise you. And so on and so forth, you know, how is it possible otherwise? You're that narrow? It's all for the sake of correction. Everything we do in the world, only the intentions are missing.
Yes. Baal Sulam writes the interpretation of the Sulam commentary from his height.
No, not from his height. He attained it in his height, but he writes a commentary that is equal to every soul. Yeah. Find it. He writes it in, I don't remember where, but in several places. He writes for the generation. What are you talking about? He's not writing it for the academia or something like that. What other Kabbalists? And there's no other Kabbalists besides us. That's it. As much as we're connected to spirituality, that's what you've got.
And because the generation is worthy, then he's able to write the Sulam commentary.
Because the generation is worthy of correction, he puts together the means to undergo that correction. The light that reforms, that comes through this composition of the Zohar, and not the Zohar itself, which cannot be adapted to our time, but he received a special permission from above to write this commentary that adapts the Zohar to fit it to our generation.
And in our generation comes another Kabbalist who does an additional adaptation to the book. He takes it, he makes it Zohar for all, to make it what, more approachable?
No. So ask directly, what are you suddenly... No, it's incorrect. We didn't change language, we didn't change anything, we only made things easier in the translation from Aramaic to Hebrew. And also, the print of the Zohar has all kinds of symbols that are confusing, and references that if you want to read, you don't need to go through these references. And You know, maybe the item count goes according to numbers instead of letters. It's only an external, layer that makes it easier. You know, would you be able to read it in Aramaic? No. Would you be able to go to a reference if all the text was filled with references? No. So there are many, hurdles in perception for the modern person, even with the commentary of the letter. And therefore, we only adapted it, but we didn't actually change language or anything else.
But still, it's a very big job, and you spent a lot of time on it, and friends have spent a lot of time on it the last 4 years, and it's going to be published in the upcoming Congress. I'm asking, what's the relevancy of this entire project for the correction of the world?
Because he writes about it, that specifically thanks to the Zohar, the world will come out of exile. So what are you saying? This is an unparalleled book. It's unparalleled in the power of the light that reforms. Yeah? Shoot a quote. He's sleeping lately, this fellow. We have to marry him. Have to get him married. Then he won't have a choice to wake up.
So he says here that you should understand what it says in the Zohar, that in this connection, the people of Israel will come out of exile. And in many places it says that only with the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah then will be rewarded with complete redemption. And the sages have said, because the light in it reforms.
This is about the wisdom of Kabbalah in general and the Zohar specifically.
So what is our relevancy of disseminating Zohar to the masses?
We're still not talking about it. Benzi's kind of, but we're preparing it for print now. It'll be 11 volumes, right? Every volume is something like this. Maybe a little less. How many pages is that? This is hard to know. This is about 900 pages? Right, 900 pages. So this will be 500, 600, a little thinner, because this is very heavy. It's not very comfortable. So it'll be 11 volumes, which is, as usual, the entire book of Zohar, as we know. And there will be one volume that'll have the most, selected, convenient, juicy, how to put it, the gems, the gems in the sages' language. And what else, Benzi? Well, of course, the introduction of the Book of Zohar and the newer part of the Zohar, yeah. So, the entire Zohar in a way that is easy to read, and we want it to be published, and the convention that we'll have here in Israel, it'll be in the name of the Zohar.
When we disseminate to the public, we disseminate it mainly through integral education. What is the relevancy of the Zohar in correction for the public audience?
I think there will come a time as well as the mind will come, the understanding that after our preliminary lectures and workshops in integral education, will be able to lead the people, the audience, to the source, which is the wisdom of Kabbalah, and that's where we draw our entire understanding and knowledge and purpose and truth from. Only from there. Because we will have to come to this after all. You have to open up the science to people, the wisdom, the logic. The ideological basis, I don't know if I'm putting it in the right words, but where does it come from and how and why? You have to explain this, and you have to explain this scientifically. The forces of nature, that the Creator is a quality, and it's not just some belief in some ghosts, and so on. You have to do that. So gradually, you take the generation and you start educating them with inner psychology, group psychology, and gradually you move them forward to see what are the forces that connect us and how do we find them, and you gradually bring them into the wisdom of Kabbalah. You bring them into Kabbalah, because look, the articles that Rabash wrote about the group, what are they about? It's about how to connect between us in order to find some new feeling. Call it Creator, okay, fine. What does Baal HaSulam write about in all his articles? How do we begin to take our perception of the world into some framework of understanding and knowledge and be able to put it through our filters? And these are, you know, scientific things. Look how much he disregards philosophy and all this theory and any theories and so forth. We're studying this in a rational way, and we want to bring the world to that. So first we want them to recognize it. We need to recognize it first in order to publicize it. But basically this is the goal. Now, when you are rational, you then start seeing that you rise to a new unknown degree each time. And that is the correct way to grow. Every time I grow beyond my boundaries. So how do I transcend my boundaries if that's where I am? So there is a higher degree from which I draw that force that develops me and pulls me to that degree. And it's scientific. This is how it happens. We evolve the same way that vegetation evolves. And this is something they find, the scientists find in all kinds of researches. And if you are explaining it to them, you just explain to them how to read. That's it, in a circle. You read about very rational, scientific things. Like Baal HaSulam writes about the development of belief systems and religions and the matter of creation and all those foundations. And with it, you also study the Zohar with them. You read the Zohar because you don't understand yet. You are inspired by the discussion that you're having, but eventually the discussion is a preparation for reading the Book of Zohar. And at a lesser degree, the study of the Ten Sefirot. The Book of Zohar has this intensity, this power. What can you do? But again, because the power is great, you have to take it in little portions, and later on you discover it yourself to a certain extent. We're in a generation that is capable of discovering what all the Kabbalists didn't discover, from Rashbi to Baal HaSulam, including Rabbi Moshe de Leon. You see, they didn't understand, they didn't attain and perceive it, because that's the meaning of exile. It was simply prevented from them. And we are the first generation, as he writes, that are at the threshold of redemption.
Do you recommend that at the end of our workshops we read maybe a short passage of the Zohar?
It is desired to give perhaps 10 minutes a day to reading the Zohar, literally. And if you do it in some connection with, say, 10 people through the phone or something, that's even better. The Zohar affects a group the way it was written. I think that specifically the power of it is not because of Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Elazar, but because it was written by 10 Kabbalists sitting together. This didn't happen before in history. Didn't happen before. There was before him, there was the Sanhedrin and so forth. There was that. But that's a different story. But from that point until today, there was no such thing. Meaning both looking at the power of each and every one, and because they were together, and it was a special time. And altogether, all these conditions created this very effective state for correction. Okay, we'll continue, yeah? Kabbalah of the Ari. Yeah. Kabbalah of the Ari, this was so until the arrival of the unique Kabbalist, the Ari. His attainment was above and beyond any boundary, and he opened the language of the Zohar for us and paved our way in it. Had he not passed away so young, it is hard to imagine the amount of light that would be drawn out of the Zohar. The little we have been blessed with has paved the way and inlet, and true hope that over the generations our understanding would grow to fully grasp it.
How did the Ari open the Zohar? By writing it in the language of Kabbalah. What did he do? All of his attainments were in the height of those same authors of the Zohar, but he rewrote it in the language of Kabbalah. If we take what Marchu, Rav Chaim Vital, what he wrote while he heard the lessons, it was something, it was just pure Kabbalah. So condensed, you can see the writings of Ari. There's nothing similar to Zohar in there, meaning in the style.
Yet you must understand the reason why all the great sages who followed the Ari abandoned all the books that they compiled in this wisdom and in the commentaries on the Zohar, and nearly prohibited themselves even from being seen, and dedicated their lives to the words of the Ari. This was not because they did not believe in the sanctity of the sages preceding the Ari. God forbid to think that we should think so. Anyone with eyes in the wisdom could see that the attainment of those great sages in the wisdom of truth was immeasurable. Only an ignorant fool can doubt them. However, their logic in the wisdom followed the first three languages. Although each language is true and fitting its place, it is not completely fitting and quite misleading to understand the wisdom of Kabbalah contained in the Zohar using these orders. This is so because it is a completely different language since it was forgotten. For this reason, we do not use their explanations, either the explanations of Rabbi Moshe de Leon himself or his successors, as their words in interpreting the Zohar are not true. And to this day, we have but one commentator, the Ari.
Can you see how many conditions, how there are things that we know and that we don't know? And he says it here in two sentences, and we mustn't take any direction from these words and so on, but we just accept what there is and we continue up in our path. Whatever he did, whatever he summarized, whatever he shortened, whatever he wrote with his own limitations. But what you can understand is to, God forbid, not disregard any of the others. It's no more nor less, we don't understand in that. But secondly, no matter what, the Zohar is the source. Go on.
In light of the above, it follows that the internality of the wisdom of Kabbalah is none other than the internality of the Bible, the Talmud, and the legends. The only difference between them is in their explanations. This is similar to a wisdom that has been translated into four languages. Naturally, the essence of the wisdom has not changed at all, and by the change of language. All we need to think of is which translation is the most convenient for conveying the wisdom to the student. So is the matter before us. The wisdom of truth, meaning the wisdom of the revelation of godliness in his ways to the creatures, like secular teachings, must be passed from generation to generation. Each generation adds a link to its former, and thus the wisdom evolves. Moreover, it becomes more suitable for expansion in the public. Hence, each stage must pass on to his students and to the following generations everything that he has inherited in the wisdom from earlier generations, as well as the additions he himself has been rewarded with. Clearly, the spiritual attainment, as it is attained by the attaining, cannot be passed on to another, and all the more so be written in a book. This is because spiritual objects cannot come in letters of the imagination whatsoever. And even though it is written, and by the ministry of the prophets have I used similitudes, it is not literally so.
Short questions and to the topic. Amikam, oi. One sentence. Can you ask it in one sentence? Did you prepare it?
Yeah. We see in Psalms, for instance, that there is also language of Kabbalah.
I don't know about that. It's not a topic. There is or there is. Bring some other sources as well. So what? What are you just trying to make it difficult?
Technically, Moshe from LA is asking whether the new book will be translated into other languages as well.
Chaim? In other words, first of all, we're talking... What? Speak up.
The introduction to the Book of Zohar is already translated. It's not in a book, but the text is existing.
So we'll probably publish it towards the Congress. Now we have another book called... that. What's it called, that book, Vayehi Or, Let There Be Light?
When you spoke about the convention, what convention? The May convention or the February convention? The common convention here in February?
No, about the one in February. The introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Introduction of the Zohar.
No.
In English?
No, sorry, I got confused. You're talking about Hebrew?
Yeah, but there is an English translation of the...
Yeah, we have to publish that. No, but we don't publish English books here. It's not worthwhile. So all those books will be published there, and that's it. So we'll check what we have there in our warehouse, and accordingly we'll print. Vehi or.
There shall be light to Ehi or, we already have that.
Yes, there should also be prepared introduction to the Book of Zohar.
Okay, it still requires work, but the text itself already exists. A student who wants to read it can just get it from the site, and that's it.
Okay, tell the story. To prepare it for print, we need this. Also, by the way, I want to know from the Spanish department what books are ready for print. We have to decide how we print them, how we pass it on to South America, either by our friends that will come here or we'll print it there. We'll have to decide. Meanwhile, I'm waiting for the data. So that's in English and that's in Spanish. Yes.
Ran from Japan is asking whether the reading of the Zohar in English can happen at the same power, and whether the reading in English, the power is similar to reading in Aramaic.
Yes. I don't think there's a difference in the languages, but when there is connection, this contact, everything else is done by the person's desire. And not praying to letters or words or kissing the paper. It's clear, right? It's all done by a person who wants to connect to the source of light through the text so that it will correct him. Yes.
You answered somewhat, but Dario from Guadalajara is asking whether it will be effective for the friends around the world to study Hebrew in order to approach the sources and help with translations.
Look, it's a difficult language for everyone. Whoever grew up on Latin alphabet, or English, or Russian, or also reading, also the direction, the perception, it's very, very different. So, what can we do? The roots are different. This is the right root, and this is the left root. It's the matter of the forces that lie in the language. Therefore, I don't know. I can't say. We have many of our friends who study and who learn Hebrew. We even have there are even courses that teach. I don't know. Bala Sulam had students that didn't know Hebrew. And he told them just to sit down and listen. There is a certain remedy here, but a remedy is a desire. We're not working in a system of grandmother's prayers or tricks. But according to a person's desire, it works. And sometimes a person who understands language well, then he begins to be ruined. But on the other hand, he could be sitting by a person who doesn't understand language at all, but his desire opens up the path for him. So it all depends on the desire, according to the lek, as we learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Yes, Terence.
I would like to understand how the student know that he received the heritage of his teacher.
Again, I would like to know how the student knows that he received the heritage from his student, from his teacher.
I don't understand who he's talking about.
That one has inherited his teacher's heritage.
It's a matter
according to what was written in the text.
It's a matter of attainment. That a student attains the degrees, and from there he begins to feel that he reaches the source of the Book of Zohar itself. That's A. B, is because he receives from a higher place, from a degree that is truly the degree of Ein Sof, he receives permission from above, as it's called. So from these two things, one he gets from his recognition, from his revelation, and the other he gets from this conveyance from above. And from these two degrees, he knows that he is able to do so. That's one. Two. Now it's a different problem. After he's reached it, how can he write? For that we know a little bit from Baal Sulam's prophecy, that there he asks, take me down from here, I need to tell everyone about this. Because in that state that you, these things are being revealed, there's no words for it. Even the students of Rabbi Shimon, they did this vast work to lower themselves from such a high degree of Gar De'atzilut. It's Gar Darichanpin, to lower themselves to such a degree of Zat, of Bina, and below, in order to clothe their attainments in the letters. Just like a person has something, you know, he's like, say something, he has no words. He's like, he's so impressed, for good, for bad, doesn't matter for what, but he has no words. Words is already something that you understand, that you can define, you can limit the sensations to width, to height, to time, to everything. What does it suit? What is it similar to? And so on. And then you can put it into the spoken language accepted by everyone, or at least to someone that you want to convey it to. When you rise to the degrees that there is such emotions, there's light and clit together in those degrees. You can't even separate them. Our language is a code that you have to clothe on something. Why is music something so sublime? Try write about it. So you'll write and someone else will say nonsense, someone else will write something else. Anyone can write whatever they like. It's something abstract. Abstract. So sounds isn't us. We are speaking. The speaking. Because we're emotion and mind connecting together. I can transform from the language, from the words to the mind, and from the mind to the heart, to the emotion. And I can work with both of them. But if it's just one, then it's nothing. If it's just emotion, then it's just airy. And if it's words, it's like a machine.
But how I would like to understand how the student will know that he receive really the connection with from his master, from his rabbi, like he's saying in the text.
Again, but how does the student know that he actually received from his guide, from his teacher, what he's given to him?
That is revealed to a student, and he knows where he is, if he's in attainment. He knows where he is with respect to the teacher. That he does know. Relatively. Because after he enters the ladder of degrees, then, like a kid, he knows, I'm 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. He can't compare what 2 years old with comparison to 80 or 85 years old mean. He can't compare the two. But with respect to 1 year old or 2 year old, then that he can compare. And he knows to what extent he can receive from his teacher and to what extent he is actually receiving from his teacher. Because the connection isn't cut off. the corporeal death does not influence the spiritual connection. So first you need to reach attainment, and then you can talk about the height and the true connection. And that's only through annulment. And annulment is done only in the group. You can't do it alone. You can't annul yourself alone. Don't think about it. There's no such thing. That comes according to the necessity from above. Yes.
We spoke a lot about books and translations now. And in German, so much of the sources is still missing, and we know it's the most important thing. It's our nourishment. So what do you think about starting to translate all the three volumes of Rabash articles, as well as Talmud HaSeh HaSefirot, because there, as far as I know, there's about 80% missing.
I don't overrule that, but the question is, are you capable of doing it with respect to the actual translation? And secondly, if you can actually applicate this, if it's feasible. That's the two things.
There are many people with great motivation.
Yeah, but don't, get too spread out the forces. Also Zohar, also writings of Rabash, also study of Ten Sefirot. It's a complete factory, I don't know.
But
for here, Chaim is one instead of a factory. Chaim is a factory. By the way, he has a German character.
Especially the writings of Rabash. There are relatively short articles there, and a person can do it when he has a bit of time. And
Mr. Connect, do this. I'm very happy that you are on fire here. Let's use this time that you're still on fire. Who knows what's going to happen later on? A person should always be afraid of what's going to happen to him, so he won't cool down. So start organizing these things. But again, I'm saying, who do we have here from those who can translate?
There's Eran Shiovitz's wife and...
Anyway, I don't know. Organize the work. Tell us in 6 months, I have a book. 6 months later, I have another book. Go ahead.
What's the priorities?
Priorities with respect to what?
Zohar, the writings of Rabash, or Talmud HaSeh HaSefirot.
Zohar, or Rabash, or Tess. First of all, writings of Rabash about the group. That is a must.
That we have, the first 20 articles we have, but after that a lot is missing.
Afterwards, I don't know if it's worthwhile to translate anymore. I think Pticha.
There is.
This book, Kabbalah for the Student, is completely translated.
The Kabbalah for the Student book is completely translated.
And all the introductions of Baal Sulam?
Yeah. All the green Kabbalah for the Student, that is translated.
Kabbalah for the Student, okay, yeah, Eddie did that. Okay, good. So if you have Kabbalah for the Student, I don't know. There are a lot of things that are in lack, and we will always have things that are missing. More and more. As you translate the writings of Baal Sulam, it's almost all in Kabbalah for the Student. But for a beginner, it is for a beginner, so don't say. A beginner doesn't need more than that. You try to catch too much, you don't catch anything. I don't know, we have to think about this. But I would translate the introduction to the Book of Zohar.
That's in the works, although it's not translated directly from Hebrew to German, but it's in a process. It goes through French, from French to German, and somehow.
I don't know. You have to translate it as it is.
From Hebrew.
From Hebrew. From Zohar for all.
From the Zohar for all, okay.
Yes, it has to be translated, and by that, we will conclude.
Few announcements. The free Kabbalah course, we're inviting you to join a live course in English, a live course that starts on Wednesday, December 4th. The introductory lectures are on December 4th, and this is a free Kabbalah course, no admission fee. Details on Kabbalah.info. Friends from the groups in Israel are coming to watch to build a new future in the new building. Let's watch a short clip. 38 days for completion. There's a four-floor building that is taking all the friends into it to create the love that is enveloping the world. What's important is that a person will invest his desire here. I'm happy to finally have found here myself with this selected team of selected people who are selecting the screws. And we're doing it together, and we're doing it joyfully, thinking about the goal. The new building, building it together. For details, 1-700-509-209.
את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי דיבה אחר דיבה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור אני זוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש